This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is Russia a threat to the West? Is Russia a threat to the United States of America and to Europe and to other countries? The answer to this question is clearly yes. And I want to show you today in what way that is the case. Now, prophecy may not develop in the way many people expect, and still, the facts are here which we need to consider. To begin with, let's start with an article by Newsweek dated July 15, saying this. Russia's support for the Syrian government in its war against jihadists has given Moscow a newfound military foothold in the Mediterranean. By coming to the rescue of an old ally in the Middle East, Russia may have secured a new strategic entrance to the heavily contested theater of Europe. It may not end with Syria either. Russia's special forces have already reportedly been spotted in Egypt, potentially courting Libyan military leader Khalifa Haftar. And then they talk about the fact that also Yemen might be a target, that it could serve as a venue for Russian military ventures, where the US and its allies have significantly struggled to achieve their own objectives. As Russia and NATO rivalry plays out in the Baltics and other parts of Europe, the latter might find itself caught off guard by an expanding Russian sphere of influence reminiscent of Moscow's Soviet legacy. Now, let me just say that Europe will not be caught off guard. Europe is keenly aware as to what's going on, and finding itself in the middle between two competing military powers, NATO and Russia, it sees no other alternatives than to become a mighty military power itself. And it will be troubled by reports and rumors from the Russian sphere, and it will act, as the Bible tells us. Deutsche Welle announced today on July 18 that rebel forces in eastern Ukraine on Tuesday announced that they plan to hold a referendum calling for the creation of a new state, which translates as Little Russia. The self-proclaimed authorities have repeatedly expressed their intentions to join Russia. The Kremlin, however, has stopped short of annexing the area and denies to have propped up rebel groups with military support, despite overwhelming evidence suggesting otherwise. Now, the 2015 Minsk Accord, a ceasefire deal brokered by Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France, has hit a wall, with clashes continuing along the front lines. All sides have called for a restart in talks, but progress continues to stall. And now Ukraine's envoy for negotiations with the rebels told local media that Tuesday's announcement could block the negotiations entirely. Now, the next question is, what's Russia going to do? They have already annexed and invaded Crimea. Are they going to go after Ukraine? Many feel that way. Many feel that way. Europe will not stand idly by if that were to happen. What about North Korea? Here's an alarming article which was published by Fox News on July 14. It says that brutal North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is shipping tens of thousands of impoverished citizens to Russia for the hard currency his cash-strapped regime desperately needs. Alarmed human rights groups say the North Korea workers in Russia are little more than slaves, subjected to everything from cruel and violent acts to ruthless exploitation at the hands of corrupt officials in Russia. About 50,000 North Korean laborers are working low-paying jobs in Russia, and they send at least $120 million every year to the regime in North Korea. And it also says that North Korean laborers work in other countries besides Russia, and China is especially mentioned. My friends, we haven't heard the last word yet from North Korea and its collaboration with countries such as China and Russia. 38 North, a Washington-based think tank, has this to say. They estimate that North Korea could have as many as 20 nuclear bombs and could produce one more each month in a very, very short time. The following article is quite alarming in that respect. It was published by Express, dated July 17, under the headline Speeding Towards World War III. It says that a joint US and Australian operation has seen the launch of a multi-million pound hypersonic missile capable of traveling at almost 13,000 kilometers an hour. The successful launch from a remote rocket range in South Australia helped staunch fears that China and Russia were raced ahead in a new hypersonic arms race and concerns over increasingly hostile missile tests by North Korea. The incredible speed would theoretically take a hypersonic glider from London to Australia in a little over 1 hour. Now, some experts fear once the technology is perfected, other nations will use them for nuclear warheads, and then the US will be forced to follow suit. There are fears North Korea could now even have the capability to fire a missile that could reach the US, potentially sparking World War III. My friends, World War III, nuclear World War III is coming. Now, it's coming perhaps from a different angle than most people expect. But these things will lead to it, though. They might very well lead to it. Because there are fears, there are concerns, there are rumors, and great powers will react and will bring about prophetic fulfillment. Now, 2 years or so, 2 months or so ago, I talked about the fact how Russia is persecuting religious minority, and I specifically talked about Jehovah's Witnesses. Now, the Associated Press and Newsmax reported on July 17 that Russia's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal of its nationwide ban on the Jehovah's Witnesses religious denomination. The rejection of the religious group's appeal allows Russia to liquidate the 395 Jehovah's Witnesses congregations and to seize their property. The spokesman for Jehovah's Witnesses said that it's very concerning that despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary, powerful elements within Russia continue to frame our organization as extremist. He said he would appeal the decision to the European Court of Human Rights, but nobody expects that Russia would care what the European Court of Human Rights will have to say. What we see in Russia is absolutely religious persecution of minorities. And who is behind it? Who is behind it? BBC News wrote on July 17 that the group's Russia spokesman said that religious freedom in Russia is over, that now anyone who studies the Bible can be jailed. One pamphlet of the Jehovah's Witnesses distributed by the group quoted the novelist Leo Tolstoy as describing the doctrine of the Russian Orthodox Church as superstition and sorcery. Now, they just distributed that writing by Leo Tolstoy, but that was apparently already enough. Newsmax wrote on July 18 that religious life in Russia is dominated by the Orthodox Church, which exerts considerable political influence and enjoys the support of President Vladimir Putin. Some Orthodox scholars view Jehovah's Witnesses as a totalitarian sect, and so it seems rather obvious that the Russian Orthodox Church, in collaboration with Vladimir Putin, had their hands in this persecution of the Jehovah's Witnesses. Russia's abominable decision is met with little opposition from quote-unquote Christian countries all over the world, as traditional quote-unquote Christian churches do not consider the Jehovah's Witnesses as a mainstream Christian denomination. And so we find that Western leaders in particular seem to be suspiciously silent on the matter, which is a shocking testimony of cowardice, if not worse. Now, we are not Jehovah's Witnesses. We don't support some of their methods as to quote-unquote convert people, and also we do not share in many of their doctrines, but that's besides the point. The point is we find Russia becoming more and more a dictatorial power inside Russia and also trying to exert military influence in other parts of the world. And that should be deeply concerning to all of us. Because Russia and China and let's say North Korea and other countries will come together and will build a very mighty powerful bloc in competition to the United States, in competition to Europe. That is what is prophesied. And frankly, nuclear war will start. We can see as the different elements come to place and a picture is being painted, a frightening picture, a picture of nuclear war, a picture of what the Bible calls a great tribulation, a picture so terrible that if Jesus Christ was not to intervene, no human being would survive. We can be thankful to God that Christ will intervene and cut short those days. Let's make sure that we watch and pray so that we can be counted worthy to escape all the things which are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man when he returns. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.